Gonna run daf meset of mitzi daf kufiyat alf. We're gonna meet alf. We're gonna test master. We're gonna zikmacha. I'm gonna lishama. He said to his attendant, "Zil ogli palim. You hire for me workers." Which place explains loymishum shohi daitoy litch. It's not because he wanted to push away paying his workers on time. Elohayyari. He was just afraid. Shlei pani. He just might not be available. Leading them to give them on time. And vafilim mishum bal tasha. Now, what do you do with the fact of, let's say, they're still delaying, even if you're not a baltan? No, then he wouldn't be violating that anyways. Because he's busy with some other work, and that's actually what's his concern. And baltash is only when you deliberately are delaying, but not when you're just preoccupied. It says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Abai says, so he asks on this pshat, so what do you do with the gezel part? Which says, Tim, it's a wonder. Didn't Abai know the Rav Sheish is Mukilah, the Rav Sheish would explain, as the Gemara explains, about the Kafri, that which he admits and he subsequently denies? So what was his big question on Rav Sheish? They have to disagree with him, as the Gemara ultimately explains. There's something that exists. Now, the sub Abai, Abai thought, the Islam Lu'ukme, that we have to explain Gezel Dumi de Ashak. And that is, V'chiyecha de Le'koi V'chichesh A'ishik, just like denying, it's not going on Ashak, because it itself is Ashak. So it's not going on Gezel. Rather, Tchilas Gezel the Krah, beginning of when it talks about Gezel in the Pasuk, but Tchilas Eishek, who Kichish, that is the actual denial. And therefore, that's not like subsequently the way Rav Sheish has to say it. More of a late daik, he's not a daik in the daik, Rav Sheish is besamach, shortly, the Hachag Siv, oh, that here it says, Oy Begezel, Hachag Siv, Oy Ashak, Belay Bez. It doesn't make that differentiation. Next test matter we can talk about Oy Ashak Sib, and like you're seeing in the Gersa is not Ashka Kfar that he really did the Oishik, and what Tesh means to say is that the Lashon Oy Ashak is mashma that the Shvu is coming on the Oishik itself, so by default the Ashak itself is the denial. So why does the pasuk differentiate them? It's just to violate two negative prohibitions. Which Taisa says, "Lav mishum dechsev gezel v'ashak." Shashina b'loshin daik. It's not because it changes the wording. And it's just simply because it's a 2-11, but that's why he's saying that was the purpose of it. Which Tosfos says, "Tamei it's a wonder because Bishlama Hachachil." Can you write over here? It differentiates them. Okay, so he's saying it's not because of the different terminology. It's simply because it says two times to say you violate two negative prohibitions. But regarding the carbon Asham of Gezelus, Lama Nichta B'Shneim. Why is he both? What's the purpose over there? One carbon over there. So why would the Torah, if you think it's the same thing, so understand that the pasuk is saying two lavin, but by carbon shvua, why would you say the two lashonis gezel and oishik?